We are up to Masechta Nazir, the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, for some reason or another, when people want to become Nazir, they have to make it very complicated. They can't just make it simple. A guy gets up, he says, Hareini Nazir, I will be a Nazir, l'kishe yieli ben, if I will have a son. Benoilid loy ben, and he had a son. Another, he's so ecstatic, and he said, I'll become Nazir. Like Chana said, if I have a son, I'll donate this, I'll make him in the Nazir. He said, I'll be the Nazir. And then what's that happened? Didn't he had a son? He had a Nazir. He's a Nazir. Obviously. The one was to ask. What about Noida Lebas? Because he said Ben, if he says daughter, if he had a daughter, Tumtum or Adirengnis, Tumtum that is covered over, we don't know what it is, or Adirengnis has both signs, ain't a Nazir. It is not called a Nazir. Im Amar, if he says, Kishi Yili Vlad, if he says, I'll have a child. Doesn't nominate what kind of what gender. A child. I feel no lebas. Tum the ring said he's a nazir. Okay, that's the first half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah. What about he said if I have a son I'll be a nazir? But what happened was or a child, he pilishta, she miscarried. And therefore we don't know if this child that she miscarried would have lived, would have been a child or not a child. Is he a nazir or not a nazir? We don't know if it would have been the full term, would this child have lived? Would have been a ben kayyam, a viable child or not? So it's a suffix, like we had before, Machlek Yishnei Chami, he said there's 100 kur sitting on the ground here, I'll become a nazir, and then it was stolen. And we don't know what happened. Same thing here. Child.
He was carried, he didn't have a child.
No, but if it would have been, that's like a side issue. She had a child inside her. Something happened. It didn't reach full gestation. But if it would have been full period, full term, he didn't say.
That's the kavod.
Yeah.
What does it mean? It means they have a normal.
Yeah. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Rab Shimon said, sorry, he pilishta ain't a nazir. So the Chacham say, we don't, in suffing, is a lahakol, so you're not a nazir. Rab Shimon, you're a suffing nazir. And a suffing nazir, you should be machmer. So this is what you do. So if you're going to be a nazir, maybe you shouldn't be a nazir, what do you do with kabbalas? Yaymi say, im hoya ben kayama, if the child would have turned out to be a ben kayama, hareani nazir. And chavid, that I'm a chav. V'im lav, and if the child would not have survived, hareani nazir, nidamim. My kabbalas should be in a dava. What about?
So Mamonoshach is doing it.
Yeah, because the suffering is it is lahachmir.
Yeah, because in other words, in his nazir, he didn't say a viable child necessarily. He says, I want my wife to have a child, but not necessarily.
He didn't specify.
Yeah.
What happens in Chazer Viyolda? What happens when in a very short time she had another child? Now, if the first child was not Ben Kayama, then the second child is, you have to become another now. If the first child was a ben kayama, then the second child is not. So the difference, this is like this: chazir v'yolda, hareze nazir. So the chacham say, now you're in the nazir. Now, before definitely you were not a nazir. Now definitely you are. However, Rab Shimon says, yoimah. No, remember you brought the kabbalah because maybe you were a nazir already before. This is what you do now. Yoimah, you say im harishin ben kayama. If the first child that was born a few while ago was the one that is a surviving child, is a nazir, then harishin chayiv. I was a nazir already before. Vizun adover. This is nazirus. It's sachakon adover. Im lav harishin adover zuchayiv. Now this is the adover and that's a chayiv. Says the Gemara. Hi, my lememra. What's the chiddush in the first part of the mission? If he says that you have a son, I'll be a nazir. Of course, he had a son; he's a nazir. Mushum sefer. The chiddush is the end that bas tum to madreignis ain't a nazir. That's the chiddush. The daughter is not a nazir. You said a son. Maotema ben doesn't necessarily mean a son. Ben can mean the kishe evne. In the Torah, bonim can mean also girls. So maybe ben means the kishe evne. Doesn't mean, and how can ben include girls? It means I'll build a family. Yeah, I build a house. Because you have no who to come, and that's why Ben can include a girl. Because Ben doesn't necessarily mean a son. Ben can also mean my future. Commercial underlay. When people speak, they say Ben. They mean a son versus a daughter. If you mean a child, it's a yelled. The imam, if he says kishay live life, have a child. Pshita, if he says a child, of course. Name my would have thought Vlad the Mechshe. This is a Gemara. You have to keep over. Vlad the Mechshev Bein Inche. Even though I said a Vlad, maybe he meant a Chashev Vlad. What's a Chashev Vlad? A boy. Kamash Shalom, that even girls are included. No, why a boy? Because a boy can work in the farm and be more useful in the family business. Today, all women have continue with their names anyway.
Yeah.
You know, when I was born, okay. We're up to Hipila Ishta Eina Nazir. If she was Mapila Chala Chomzei Sasaf Eina Nazir, Mank Tonla, who's the author, Rabbi Yudi, the Kriyu, the Rabbi Yudi from Kedi, who says that if you have 30 saw and then it was stolen, you're not a Nazir. Shivnaim Yemi, you say, Im Haya Ben Kayama Reina Nazir, Choyva Vim Lavre Nazir Dova. So Boyim Menei, he asked the question, Rab Abba Merav Hune. What about, he says, Hareini Nazir, I'll be a Nazir, Lekishayili Ben, I'll be a Nazir, when my son, if I have a son, V'pila Ishtai, and then his wife miscarried. The Hifrish Korban, he set aside a Korban, then V'chazer V'yolda, and then he already set aside a Korban for the first Nazir, because the Safik doesn't know whether it will be, won't be, and then V'chazer V'yolda, another child was born. Maum, do we say that the carbon is Kaddish or not? Or this child Kaddish or not? What's the story? Aliba de Ma, who are you asking for? Here's the question. Aliba de Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, no, it's a child like this. Now that he had another child straight away, does that prove that the first child also definitely would have lived? Because it's like twins. The second child was born straight away afterwards, an hour later, whatever it is, and the second child survived. Does that reflect on the first child that unfortunately was Mapel, so we never saw what happened, but it would have lived the full 9 months, the full period, full term. It would have, survived or not. So therefore, the shail is, do we say that the animal you set aside now is Takamamash, you're a Nazir, and so on. The animal is holy. So do we say this? Shimon said back then already he passed on Mishnah Sofin Zidus Machmis, the animal already was forgiven. Even if he didn't have the second child, even the second child didn't survive. It doesn't matter. Kurt Shimon, you already, because of the Sofin, you're a Mapple, you don't know the child will live, you're a Nazir. Who says the Sofin is Lahakul Mai? What's the case in this case here? Do we say, since he set aside the animal at the time was Mapple Hacham, he says Sofin is Lakula, nothing really happened? The Shailis over here now, since he had another child, does that tell revealed to us that maybe the first child would have survived? Says the Gemara, is the Shailis my Kaddish or like Kaddish? Kaddish or not Kaddish? Says the Gemara, my nafkimine, what is the difference? The fact is, the Chachamim say that he got up, he said, I'll have a child. Okay, the first child doesn't count, but the second child will become the one that you make a Nazir. So you become a Nazir now. So what's the Shaila about this animal you set aside back then? Because if the first Nazidus is a Nazidus, it would have survived, then this animal, when you set it aside, is Kodesh. You're not allowed to share the wool, you're not allowed to do all that kind of stuff. Take the Saka Shailam. Says, what about it? It says in Sforim that you have a number of Amoraim that only speak once in Shas, or maybe twice. And whenever you have an Amoraim, they give the Amoraim a title. And the title is usually associated, a word that is associated, we have in Muhammad, let's see, I think it's Abayim Migdola, because that particular person asked a question about a Migdol, if you have fine coins looking like a tower. So every time they have an Amoraim, which is only once in Shas, or twice, they tried to call him with a nickname with relates to the Shaila. He's asking, so we'll remember who he was. So this person who was Ben Rechumi, we'll soon see how Rechumi gets in there. Mabaye Hareini Nozer. Guy said, I'll be a Nozer, Kshayli Ben. I'll be a Nozer when I have a son. Okay. What happened was, Vishama Chaveda, Reuven made that neder, and Shimon heard it. He said, V'alai, and me too. What does me too mean? Me too means when I'll have a son, I'll also bring in a Nazir. Or me too, when you have, I'll become a Nazir as well. Reuven said, if I have a son, I'll become a Nazir. Shimon Herzi said, oh, me too. What does me too mean? Me too means if a Reuven has a son, I'll also become a Nazir. Not on you, but I'll become a Nazir. I like you so much, I'll become a Nazir. Or it means, me too, same thing with me. If I have a son, I'll become a Nazir. What do you mean by that? Well, like, Mau, Adi Buddha Mashma? Did he mean that what? That the same words that you said, that when you have I'm continuing with your words. You said if you have a son, you'll be a Nazir. So I'm continuing. I say, yeah, me too. I'll also become a Nazir. Exactly. So I'm a hemshich in your words. Agufei mashma. No, by myself. It's a good idea. And if I personally have a child, a boy, I will become a Nazir. Yeah, you can tell me why it goes on himself. If I have a son, what about Omar? He said, "Areini nazir." Other, he said, "Areini nazir li ben." He said, "I'll be a nazir when I have a son." Instead of saying a lie, and I take it upon myself, a lie sounds also more personal. A lie sounds more personal that I take it upon myself, my goof. In other words, if I have a child, I'll do it. What happens instead of saying a lie, he said, "Va'ani," and I. It's not like I'm taking it upon myself and I. What does that mean? Does that also mean the same thing that I'm? That when I have a son, or va'ani really means that whenever you do. Exactly. Mao anaf shei kamar. When he said va'ani, he also meant, and I take it upon myself if I have a child. Or idil mehoch kamar. Rechim alach kavaseich. You know something? I like you so much. Just, it's such a simcha by me that just like when you have a child, you're so such a simcha. You're going to become a nazir. I too feel that same simcha. I love you. So he called him rechim alach kavaseich. I love you just like yourself. And that's why he's called Ben Rechumi. This is how they remember the association.
So he pops up just this once.
This is it. There's only one other place that he's brought down. The Manas Chayes goes through a number of Amoroim, but this is the way. He doesn't mention what I told about Metzia, but he mentions others. That you have a name like that. Okay. Im Timsleim, if you're going to argue. Im Timsleim, if you're going to say, Kol Ba'ante. Since he's in front of him, if you're saying you're all excited, right? Your wife's pregnant, you're about to have a kid, and you're all excited. Oh, it's a boy, al chesvos. That's what you say, right? If I standing in front of you and I say, "And me too," it's pretty selfish. If I say, "And if I have a boy, al zmenazir," I'm it's distracting from your excitement. So if I say, "And me too," but pashtas lechayda, "And me too" can mean va'ani. When I say va'ani, that I'm so excited for you that if you have a child, I'll also become another with you. Why? Because Ksifuli Milsa, I'm embarrassed not to be part of your simcha. You're so enthusiastic, and I'm doing it in my own world. That's pretty selfish. So Ksifuli Milsa, I can argue that maybe then I'm doing it. I have in mind to continue with you. What about Omar Hareini Nozir Lekishihe? What about the following case? Well, I don't see you when I said this. Omar, he said Hareini Nozir Lekishihe Leploini Ben. Shimon said that I'll become a Nozir if Reuven has a kid. So now, and Reuven's not around. So Shimon is, I'm saying it. And then Levi heard, here Levi has no shame. He has no idea who Reuven is. Why should he? So what does va'ani mean here? Now, here is a more technical question. What is the word va'ani and me too? Is it a continuation? So whatever you're doing, I'm going to do the same thing. Or the idea, what you said, is a good idea, but I'll take it upon myself, the same thing if I have a kid. Me, I'm Nina Shalom, before Levan Avshik come out, if since Reuven's not around, we don't know who Reuven is. Therefore, when I say Vani, I mean myself. You think you're such a great friend of his? I'm an equal great friend of yours, of his. I'll do the same thing. T-boy. Remains the question. Tiboy means that usually Tiboy means that the yeshiva continue working on it. Take it means we give up. Mashiach will come, Elio will come. And this is Abaya. Abaya doesn't give up. Abaya never gives up. So, yeah. But next Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The Rashi says, yeah, but the word Teiku and Tiboy usually are different things. Okay, back to the Gemara, Mishnah. Hareini, why everything is be so complicated? I don't know. Hareini nazir v'nazir. I'll be. Yeah. That's what I should say. Yeah. Okay. So that's a signal of the Gemara. Yeah. No, you think that's a signal of the? Yeah. Okay, this is a complicated mission in many ways of learning pshat. And Rashi himself has, if you see here, has a different pshatim within himself. Hareini nazir v'nazir. He's like this, I'll be a nazir. And then he continues, v'nazir kishyeli ben. Remember we had before, if you say nazir v'nazir means you're accepting upon yourself two nazirs. So here also he said, I'll be a nazir, which is one nazirs. And then you say, and I'll be a nazir kishyeli ben, when I'll have a son. So that I'll be a stam nazir, 30 days, and then I'll be also a nazir if I have a son. Now, his wife didn't have a son yet, so he's chumayna shalai. Now, which naziris did he take upon himself first? His own naziris. Stam. So he started doing his own naziris. And ba'achakach noy leben, sometime in the middle of those 30 days, he had a son. The second naziris came in. What should you do? Nothing. Don't stop what you're doing. Since the first naziris you took was upon yourself. So mashli meshalai. complete your number one. Then take your haircut. You bring the kabbalas. And then and then you count your sons. That part is pasha.
Wait 30 days to see if the son is a bar kayoma before he can actually start his...
No, because... No, you know. Then we go after the rave. Why a bris you do after 8 days? Interesting. James Neighbors is right. Why a bris is after 8 days? Because we say 8 days the kid will live. And by bila ben, we say 30 days. So he says, because the rule is, by yisurim, we go after rave. By mamun, we say, ain't hoche mamun achar rave. Pidyon ben is a case of money. The coin wants your money.
$5,
you got to make sure. When it comes to bris, 8 days. Yeah. What do you mean the real thing? Yeah, that's like 100%. Yeah. Yeah, the Hezbollah. Yeah, that's right. So that's case number one, Poshet. Case number two is the other way around. First you said, Hareini Nazir Kishili Ben. First you said, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. So the first Nazir you took upon yourself was unconditional about a son. And then you said, Stam the Nazir will be a Nazir as well. Now, you didn't have a son yet, but which promise did you make first for a son? Your wife didn't give birth yet, so started, you know what, I'll start the second Azidus first. So what happened was you started counting your own, you know, the second Azidus. Sometime in the middle, let's say day number 20 or day number 15, suddenly you had a kid. Let's say you 15 days you went into your term of the second promise you made, and then suddenly your wife had a boy. You stop right then and there, the Naziris. You start counting the 30 days of your first promise.
But when you have to complete.
No, 1 second. Then you finish the 30 days. Then you go back and you finish the 15 days that are left over. Now here's a machlekes. Yeah.
So
there's a machlekes. That's the machlekes of Shainim. That's the machlekes of Shainim. Rashi says in the beginning that it becomes one Naziris. Others say that no. Rashi himself in the Gilyan says he should take a haircut and then finish. But it's very difficult to say that because we learned before that your hair needs to grow a minimum of 30 days. That's how much 30 days you need. Remember, we learned from a coin. You need 30 days. That's how. That's once you're Nazir Olam and Avshalom because he was a coin Ben Malachim. It's hard to say that 15 days you can take a haircut, so that's why it actually learns it becomes one long one.
No, but the ones that say 15 days, at the end of 15 days you do your whole
Nazirus. No. No one says you take a haircut now. You go straight into your second Nazirus. When you finish those 30 days, what do? You now take a haircut, three kabbalas, and then you do the balance 15 days, or you might as well just continue the balance 15 days?
That was after 45 days,
yeah. You do your thing? Yep.
Well, then you do another 15 days.
Yep. Same thing, because another Naziris.
But
you already did 15. It's mashlin. That's what we're saying. That's a chiddush in the Mishnah that you connect the first 15 and these 15 and become one. Because it's
after the first 15, the disruption of 15 was a disruption of two.
That's right. It was the hemshich of the same minion, so it's not considered a hefsek.
So at what point would you bring korbanos and take a haircut? Not at 15 days.
No, the first 15 you don't take a haircut. Right, you go straight into the second one. The Shaili is when you finish your second.
You then take a haircut and
then you do the balance 15.
That's right. Day number 16 now,
or you just continue exactly.
And then at the
exactly.
end of that second period, you'll then have to bring a second set of corbanos.
That's right. That is correct.
And cut whatever hair grew in 15 days.
That is correct.
In other words,
you bring in
on the second Aziris, you bring in for one Aziris, but it was broken in the middle.
That's right. It's in two parts, in two installments.
Yeah, the reason you don't have to have 30 days for 30 days before you bring these, because the disruption wasn't a disruption out of Tumul.
But the Rosh and most of Shainim hold that because you only have 15 days left and we don't take a haircut on 15 days, even though in theory it's 30 days because you connect, it becomes one long Naziris. That's Poshup Shat. Gemara. It becomes like. That's right. Because but the point is, with that one Naziris, you fulfill two mitzvahs, which is a Chiddush.
No.
To Chiyuvim. No, the other way, you have to bring two sets of Kabbalahs. Oh, wait. Yeah.
What? He has to fulfill the Naziris of India. Can you
no, because the second, the Naziris about the child is what you came out of your mouth first. So that has a Kedima, that comes first. In case number two, the Mishnah. Otherwise, okay, Gemara. Why people have to make things so dumb? Okay, come.
We're getting started. We're getting another double. My wife has a child.
Boy, Rav asked a question, just in case the Mishnah wasn't complicated enough. Come to Rav asked a question. Amar, he said, Hareini nazir la'achar esrim yoim. I'll be a nazir in 20, starting 20 days. Yeah? That's beautiful, no problem. But then he gets up and he says, Uma'achar meyem. You know what? I'll start another naziris now. I'll go on for 100 days. Which is impossible, because in 20 days now you have to start naziris number one. What happens? What do you do? The shayla is like this. Do we say, since you cannot fulfill the promise of 100 days, so why don't you delay that time naziris till after you finish your first promise of 30 days? Or another hand, say, since you have 20 days now, you can do something, and baltach, we don't want Hamstam hanging around, let's start the 100 now, do 20, then do the 30 of the promise, and then go back and do the 80. Mao. That's what we're going to see then. Mao. Do we say kivon the halimeya be'etzin le'shalmin? Do we say it's possible within the next 20 days to do fulfill the nazir of 100? Le'chaylin, don't even begin. Oydil makivon the ishlay gidl sar. Since the fact of the matter is, yeah, you do 20 and then you do 30, and then even if you bring the kabbonis and everything else, you still have 80 days remaining. And 80 days is ample time to hear if to grow in a zivaita. Le'besayif chaylin. So that then it will be chal. The 80 days will be chal.
Start with the 20 now, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. Start 20 now, get out of the way, do the 30, then bring kabbonis, and then you have 80. And 80, you bring his own kabbonis. And the 80 wins 100 because you connect with 20. And a haircut, you have your haircut because you have 80 days of growth. Says the Gemara, why are you asking about 20 days from now and then 100 days? Why don't you ask them? I said, I'll be a nazir in 20 days. And then I said, you know, I'll be a nazir straight away. Immediately, but another 30 days. But you can only do 20 out of the 30. So what do we do now? Should we start?
Didn't we have a klal? If a person takes on himself naziris muetes, it's automatically minimum 30 days.
Exactly. So what should you do now? Should you wait till after the 20 day, do nothing, then do the first promise of 30, and then do the second promise? Or since the second promise you can start right now, even though it's only 20 out of the 30, do that. Then you do the naziris, and then you go back to the 10. The Gemara says, you're right. He's asking both questions. It's one question predicated on another one. And it goes as follows. Im tim tzalem, if you're going to argue with me and tell me, look, naziris muetis, in the case of that of a 30-day naziris, since if I take 20 now, and then I break with that other promise, what I have left at the end, only 10 days, and that's not long enough to have a haircut. Kivin asada yemin, who do you say? What do you have left over? Only 10 days. Lois sodak lehalin asada. So therefore, 10 days is not good enough. You cannot combine them, the 10 to the 20, because the 10 days don't have enough time to grow here. So therefore, don't start your second now at all. Wait the 20 days, do your first promise, and then you do the second one. So you do the first promise of 30 days, take a haircut, bring the kabbalah, then you get another one. If that's the case, And even though in our Mishnah it seems to be clear in our Mishnah that you start now, and then if you have a kid, you stop, you go to the kid, then you go back. But in our Mishnah, you didn't give a time. So when you started, it didn't look like it would be a contradiction between the two. It's quite possible in our Mishnah, yeah, that that maybe your wife won't give a kid till 30 days, maybe you won't even have a boy, or whatever it is, or at least won't have another 30 days. So you could have finished at least in the Zidus. When you started, there was a chance that you could have finished the tie in the Zidus. It didn't, so the Mishnah says you do what you do. Over here, look, it's impossible. Here it's impossible to do the entire 30 because you don't have 20 days available. Yeah.
If she's already carrying a child, then either he doesn't have it because it's at the very, very early stage, but it's never going to be within 30 days of when he said his words, because it takes 9 months for a child to be born.
No, his wife's pregnant already.
Oh.
His wife is pregnant, and he's saying a son. I'm talking about Ben. All the cases are about a Ben. Yeah, and talking about 30 days. Otherwise, it's such a...
The Mosheh says,
Tfilah Shav, and a Brachas. That's right. But we're still going with the Arun Kadesh. We're still open. It should be, you know, either for a son. What's the point of doing it for a son? Or to have easy easy birth?
Because you say the whole thing was with Rachel and Leah, that she had to... With Dina.
That's right.
So was it with Derech HaTeva? It doesn't happen like this.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's full shove. You came home, you say, you hear a scream, and you say, oh, I wish it was after my house. What's the point now? Whatever it was, it was. Says you want to bite What about 100 days? Kivan Isle Tamni. My second question is, since 100 days, you have 80 days left. Libesayv, Salkele, therefore, definitely you should start the 20 now, do the 30, and then go back to the 80. Oiloy, maybe even in this case, since you want to hold on the entire 100 days in one go. The Im Tim Tzolei Chayli, say, no, since you have 80 days left, it could be Chas. You have 20, and then 30, and then 80. What about Omar? He said, Hareini Nozir La'acha Chaf Yoim. He said, I'll be a Nozir in 20 days. And then he thought about it. You know what? And then he said, I'm starting right now, I'll be a nozer forever. Mao. Now look, what's a shayla here for sure. You have plenty of days afterwards. Mi chayla le'eloi. You know why maybe not? Because in the case of 100 days, the end of 100, then the zidus is over. There'll be a hefsik. And anyway. Okay, so I'm making another hefsik, 20 and then a hefsik. But nozer oilam, there's no hefsiks forever. And if I start now and in 20 days I stop, it's totally incongruous with the concept of nozer oilam, which is forever. So therefore, that's my question. And he goes on, and I will stop losing for Shabbos.